One of the main challenges of shared parenting is that people parent differently. Mum parents differently from dad, dad's parents differently from mum. The reality is that there's not necessarily a right way or a wrong way, but there's a way that suits the child best. We've all encountered situations where children will set both parents up against each other in order to achieve their objectives, in order to achieve whatever they want to get, whether that's a new PlayStation or a Wii or a bike or just more time outside or more time on the TV or not having to do their homework. The most important thing that can actually happen for children is that that shared parenting is consistent, so that both parents agree a set of basic boundaries and a set of basic guidelines, such as those that I've outlined, which is that if a child makes a request that's a reasonable request, that request is acceded to. If a child makes a request that's not a reasonable request, that request is denied, and that it's not acceded to by the other parent. So therefore that process is not undermined. The child knows what the boundaries are. The child knows what the situation is. That obviously in principle sounds much more straightforward than it often is. But certainly there's a benefit for you and for the child and for your partner if you can manage that. If you can negotiate and discuss that. If you can agree basic boundaries and basic principles that you can both adhere to. Those can be fairly straightforward. They can be four or five basic principles. Obviously, the most important one is that you don't undermine one another. You're living in the situation where you're separated from your partner. You're no longer living together as a couple. What's the best way to take forward managing your child's behaviour so that the child gets a consistent approach and that neither parent feels undermined? Now, this is a very difficult situation sometimes to overcome, but can be overcome quite straightforwardly with a few basic principles. One of these inherent principles is that you don't undermine one another. So for example, if one parent says that the child is not getting a new PlayStation or a new Wii or a new guitar or a new saxophone or a new whatever, the other parent doesn't go off and try and win bounty points by buying that. This is a particularly important principle. Secondly, the principle of feeding the child information about the other partner. That's not fair on the child, it's not fair on you, and in fact will often come back and bite you. So in terms of your conversations with your child, how you now feel about your ex-partner is not information that's required of you to share, and in fact you will find a much more wholesome relationship with your child if you don't draw them into your debates or your discussions or your arguments. The third fairly clear principle that requires some negotiation and some discussion with is what punishments are appropriate. And in terms of outlining what those principles would be, those are very easily negotiated, those are very easily discussed, because in terms of yes parenting, in terms of negotiating with the child will understand what those are, have similar bedtimes, have similar meal times, have similar times that you spend with the child. The third principle is that the child's not able to play one parent off against another. So for example, with one parent stays up to 12 o'clock at night and the other parent has a strict bedtime routine of 9 o'clock. That again is not fair on the child and is not fair on you as parents. So having routines that are fairly consistent for both of you. And the fourth fundamental principle is that if at all possible, have your arguments in private, not in front of the child. So these are fairly straightforward, fairly easily adhered to, fairly easily worked with. So principle one, no undermining. Principle 2, keeping the criticism of your ex-partner to a minimum. 3, have fairly similar routines. And 4, any arguments that you have, try and avoid having them within the child's earshot. And if you're able to stick to these 4 basic fundamental principles, then in terms of shared parenting, that would be much more straightforward and much easier for you, for your ex-partner, and for the child.